You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We got another Premier League show, the Prem Show, baby.
All right.
And this one, Christian's going to tell an absolutely hilarious story about him talking to children on the internet for the first, 20 minutes? We swear it's a Premier League show.
Yes. Trust me, it's all on the up and up. It's all good. There's something to be concerned about. Please do not cancel the Cooligans.
No. It's totally fine. But we weren't sure until about minute 15. But trust us, listen to that story. It's hilarious. But we talk about Arsenal having to let go of staff. We talk about some of the players that Arsenal might be bringing in. We talk about Jadon Sancho might not actually be going to Manchester United.
Okay, yes. So a lot of Premier League subjects, all right? We tried to figure out, what's going on with Gareth Bale? Is he coming back to the Premier League? Who knows? So all of this and more today on the Cooligans!
Yo, it's me, Dave Vianich here, and I've been hanging out with the Cooligans, having a nice, and I hope you've been having a nice too.
Vamos! Okay.
It's so goddamn good.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure my girlfriend is in the other room with a patient, and they just got a little bump, ba, bump, bump.
Yeah. Or the patient's like, wow, you're really good at your job. Because I can hear success in the other room.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prem Show. Look, the new spinoff.
Okay.
Cooligans program. Okay.
People said, yo, why don't you talk about that league that needs your help? You know what I mean?
They're struggling out here, bro. To be honest, I've been watching Premier League games, haven't even seen one person in the stands. I'm very concerned. I'll be honest.
Yo, also, I Googled it, dog. They got no TAM. Again, what are these dudes even getting paid, my G?
I do not know how it works out there. They got funny money. They call it quid. I don't even know if that's real.
Can Pence? You? Yo, you got the vice president as money, my G?
Impressive. Okay.
Yo, how about this? Yo, I'm going to shock you right now. No designated players, yo.
Bro, they must be all trash making league minimum.
What year is this?
Damn, yo, you got it's MLS 1.0 out there in the English Damn. Premier League.
Damn, yo, we need to maybe, I don't know, share some best practices. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, this is going to just become the Prem Roast, not the Prem, the Prem Show.
Ooh, Prem Roast. I'll take that with some mozzarella and a little bit of gravy.
Thank you, Tony.
Hey, all right, Chief. Do me a favor, dip it in the jus a little bit, will you? Hey, can I tell you something that legitimately fucked me up the other night?
Wow.
Did you know that the new background on the MacBooks changed depending on the time of day?
I don't know if that's a default setting. I guess it is.
I think it is. I was like, yo.
I got a new computer?
Yo, my computer, I turned it on at night and I was like, yo, what the fuck happened, man? What happened to all the light that used to be on these mountains?
Yeah, dude. All right.
It fucked me up. I'm like, it's nighttime. I'm the photos.
I do. You know what you should do, actually, for speaking of, and most computers do this now, but Macs, you can change the brightness so that less blue light affects your eyes at night. You know what I mean? So when you have so much blue light, it's harder for you to go to sleep at night and you end up staying up later.
I do that on my phone. I put it on night shift and it gets rid of all the blue light.
The Macs do that now as well. And you can adjust it based on, you know, a schedule. Anyway.
But I'm glad that the photo is set to Japanese horror film and it's just going to change without you acknowledging it or asking it to in any way. I thought there was going to be like, you know, the person from 7 Days, whatever movie that was, standing on the mountain staring at me.
Okay.
It was freaking me out, dude.
All right. So,
this is a show about the Premier League. I promise
we will get to it. So we've been having a lot of fun. Oh, so, by the way, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right, and we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest Premier League show in the world.
I mean, not that hard of a hill to climb, my G, speaking of hills. But yeah, it's not just that. We also happen to be the gulliest. Look it up.
Nick's third nipple already bringing the heat. Says Orlando went to MLS's back. nothing can best them this year. Okay.
I will save that for the non-Premier League show.
So before we actually get into all the Premier League stuff, I do want to talk about, again, we are taping this show on Twitch. So if you are listening to this podcast, follow us on Twitch because you could also be a part of these shows.
How dope is that? Also, if you talk in the chat and it's dope, it's a dope comment, we're going to bring it up.
Exactly. Like Diego 2011 just said, prem roast with horseradish on the side. Okay.
Hey, okay. See, what he did is he tagged our bit. He gets on the show.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then look, and Igor, our dear friend Igor Mortis, said that the worst part of this pandemic is that these guys now have the time to spend babbling about some foreign league. I can't wait for a vaccine. You see?
By the way, this guy... a foreigner. It just goes to show.
Okay.
How much this is affecting all of our lives.
Even the Dutch are roasting the Premier League and they're roasting us. Okay.
Yeah. He's just mad that Ajax be selling all them players. You know what I mean?
Senior Shiny OW said, what's Twitch? On Twitch, which is fascinating. Okay.
Hilarious. That's like when your girl says, is it in yet?
Pretty much. Okay.
And you're like, I'm done. I don't even know what's happening.
It is. It's not a good sign for senior or Senor Shiny right now. Okay?
No. Yo, dog, I finished. So I can't even tell you if it's in or not.
So, look, we go on off on a couple of tangents. But I do want to mention the fact that, yeah, we have been on Twitch. I've been trying to do a bunch of stuff. So the other day,
You've been playing like FIFA Ultimate Team.
Yes. So I started playing FIFA Ultimate Team. Same thing, beginning of the pandemic. I'm like, whatever. I won the online season in FIFA Division 1. I'm like, okay. So then usually after that, I usually just play FIFA less because I'm like just less interested in playing it because I have no real purpose anymore in my life, right?
Like Liverpool in the last few matches of the season.
Pretty much.
They won already and they're like, it's a kickabout. So I don't have to try.
I started playing FIFA Ultimate Team and been getting into it. It is a bit like addictive or whatever. And it's confusing and this is just it's very challenging at first, right? So then the other day I wanted to get on Twitch and stream me playing FIFA Ultimate Team. Just more whatever content, more interaction, whatever. I thought it might be interesting or fun. Honestly, I didn't think people would be interested in watching me lose. Turns out I was completely wrong about that. They were fascinated and entertained by that. So
I should get on there if they like seeing losing.
So I had titled the Twitch stream "Help My Foot." You know, help my FIFA Ultimate Team. Little silly pun or whatever. Then people started showing up, just random people I did not know, Cooligans fans and everybody. So everybody kind of interacting. It's like I was also on Twitch at a later time, probably around. I think I got on at like 11 p.m. So we had never really been on that late to do something that wasn't like a watch along for a game or something like that.
Right.
So it was a different audience, right? So then people are clicking on it to actually contribute advice on how to help my FIFA Ultimate Team.
People take that shit wild serious.
Very, it's like, very seriously.
It's like they traded like cards. They're like, nah, fam, you got to have... It's a little nationalist because they're like, you got to get all Frenchmen, you know? What you got that Albanian in there for? You
know, don't get him near my Frenchman, you know?
Oh, man, he's going to stink up the whole team. You're like, damn, son.
What are you talking about exactly? Why are you burning a flag on this stream, bro?
I know. Tanks. We can't march into a country.
So, yes, and Colobank said chemistry, right? That's what it's all about. So that is an important thing, right? In the game, you need to have players that either play in the same nationality, they play in the same team or same league. That's really what where you find your chemistry kind of connections. And so when you look at my team, bro, nothing. There's no, it's all red lines. Everybody, I don't even know the guy playing next to me. No idea who he is. Right?
It's like you and that girl that asked, is it in there yet? There's just no chemistry.
Zero.
This isn't going to last.
All right. It's my FIFA Ultimate Team looks like a bad date, right?
It ain't going well now, and it's not going to go well later.
So so people started giving advice. And then this one kid, a person, I didn't know who it was or not. It just said, Reese 420-69. So I'm like, all right, this is clearly, a teenager maybe who thinks this is hilarious or whatever.
Or maybe, me, because the name, because the number 69 is in it, and that's just funny.
Because or maybe it was somebody with like an old screen name, you know, like a 45-year-old dude with the AIM screen name that still uses, you know, 42069.
XX Taylor XX.
So I thought, I didn't know who it was, right? And you know, whenever we do a lot of stuff on Twitch, like you, most Cooligans listeners and viewers are like just an older demographic. It's not, we don't really make content for TikTok yeah, teens, you know, whatever. Like you gotta like be kind of an adult to understand our humor.
We're very much in the 23 to 34 range.
Yes. So then what happened was I'm getting all this advice, and I played one game and I lost. I got crushed like 4-0, 5-0, and then Reese, he's like, "Yo, this is what you got to do. You got to do." He's typing all this stuff. And he's giving me all this advice, and he's like, it's difficult to type this stuff because he's watching the stream like a little delayed or whatever. You know how it is, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, yo, let me just talk to you on Xbox Live, and I'll walk you through it through the microphone and my headset, and I'll just talk you through it. So I was like, and this is where I made the mistake. I was like, sure, whatever.
Okay, random stranger.
Random stranger.
There's candy in the van.
This is where I went wrong. So I did that. I'm like, yo, just hit me up on Xbox. He you know, contacts me, sends the invite, and that's it. Now he's talking to me, and people are hearing him on the stream. So I'm listening to, I didn't even think anything of it, because I'm like, oh, this is like a 30-year-old dude. I hear him. It's a British dude, right? So, and then after like 10 minutes, I'm like, bro, you're in England, right? Like, yo, what time is it where you're at? I remember I started at like 11 p.m. And he's like, oh, it's almost 6 a.m. I'm like, why are you awake? I was like, have you gone to sleep? And he's like, no, I just stay up or whatever. And I'm like, bro, go to sleep. What are you doing? And then he spoke to me for like, I mean, like 45 minutes. Probably.
Did he help?
He did help. He helped me so much, bro. He was like, yo, you got to sell this person on the transfer market. He sent me a link to a, oh, maybe I could probably bring it up here. He sent me a link to a team I should get based on the players I have and best like chemistry. Let me see if I can find
this dude. Takes it serious, huh?
Dude, he sent me this like in seconds too.
Don't even pull up the link. Just finish the story.
Okay. So he shows me the whole team and everything. And then he's talking to me, and I'm like actually trying to like sort of get to know him a little bit, because it's also like really strange. I'm just talking to a stranger who wants to help me out in my FIFA Ultimate Team. So, and then I go, thank you for all the help, man. I'm like, I hope that you're not some, I hope I'm not talking to some British teen. And then he didn't say anything, whatever. And it was also like the connection was kind of bad. So I couldn't really tell if he like didn't hear me or if he was just like uncomfortable. So I was like, I hope you're not like a teenager or whatever. And he doesn't say,
oh my God, Dai said he made two full teams for you.
He did.
this kid is amazing.
He's unbelievable. So then he's
and apparently you gave him some good fatherly advice about sleep, says Diego.
I told him about like, you know, it's bad for your health to stay up so late. It messes with like, your sleep cycle. The whole look, I was trying to. I was initially making jokes about how he was my like father figure and helping me along with my FIFA Ultimate Team. But
hilarious. Was born in 2006.
He's helping me with all this stuff, and then we're finally to the transfer market, and then he helps me with like a squad building challenge or whatever, and this is where it got super weird. I go to get a team of the season so far pack, right, which is like one of the best players, best cards in the game. So yeah. I get the pack. And then he's like, oh, it's great because you can get some of the best players in the game. You can get an Mbappe. You can get a Messi, maybe. And he was like, oh, you can get a Ronaldo. And I'm like, oh, like, yeah, you know, I like rather get like an R9 because, you know, Ronaldo has those allegations against him. And he's like, what allegations? And I'm like, what? And so I couldn't tell if he was like, like being defensive or if he actually didn't know. But then when he said he was 14, I thought this was like a 30-year-old dude. And he's
That's
like,
the problem with the English people, man. They all look and sound like they're 55 by the time they're 11. So what is in the air out there?
So, and he's also not sleeping, right? So he's, yeah. Look, he's aging very hyper speed, bro.
He might know, but it's sleep deprivation that's got him like, I can't remember.
So he's like, oh, I don't know though, but he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, so I didn't know. I wasn't sure if he was getting defensive or if he actually didn't know. But then when I was really 14, I'm like, this is like, was he reading Der Spiegel at 12 years old? You know, I don't think he was really on top of all of that right now.
Him and his friends weren't like, yo, you heard about that German newspaper that uncovered something that happened before I was born in Las Vegas?
Here, and what kind of Pokemon do you got, you know?
Yeah. Also, I think I got a pube, dude. Y'all want to see? I pulled it out and taped it to my notebook.
Yeah, look, because and people are saying like, oh, this was, you know, this was before you found that he was 14. Some people were saying he sounded like he was 20. And that's kind of the main thing, where not only did he sound older, but he also spoke older, right? He just like his all of his language, everything.
This is the American inferiority complex to the English accent. They all sound like Shakespeare because they say shit like reckon. You know?
But his vocabulary was not of a 14-year-old. Dude, we've met 14-year-olds. We've had family, cousins, whatever. 14-year-olds we know do not speak this intelligently.
Nah, dude, they don't sound like extras from Downton Abbey.
So Don Tito said, I read Der Spiegel during my recess time.
They handed it out. Here's a German investigative newspaper.
Okay.
And here's some Dunkaroos.
You know, I read for fun. Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm in it mostly for the articles. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, my God. This story, PDFC said, this story about Christian realizing he was talking to a 14-year-old is cute. If it were Alexis's story, though.
Yo, I would have corrupted this kid from the get.
Oh my God, it was so funny, man. And yeah, but I was honestly more concerned. I wasn't even that concerned that he was 14. I was concerned that he was up at 6 in the morning.
Of course, what, dude. You're becoming a dad.
What
know?
Is this family? What is this family that allows
How does
this,
it end?
I ended up getting I sold a player, Sergio Busquets.
I don't care about your foot team. How did it end with the kid?
I just said he you know, walked me through a couple changes. We ended on like tactics. He was like, "Oh, make these changes to this formation and go to like 4-2-2-2." I make, you know, all those, you know, buttons and changes that people, that the e-gamers make, that we see them make. He walked me through that, and then I was like, thank you very much. And then I played a game after that to kind of test his changes, and then I was immediately down 2-0. Okay. And
okay.
But then I scored 2 and I ended up tying it. After that, I played Lalo was watching as well.
Who's of age?
Yes,
we know
yes,
Lalo.
He's an adult. Lalo's awesome. He's an NYCFC fan. He's also a chef. He's also a private chef for some of the players and stuff. I played against his FIFA Ultimate Team that was unbelievable. But we had a good game. It went to extra time. He won 2-1, but he had a ridiculous team, bro. He knows I could have won if I had his team. That's all.
He's better friends with Reese, the 14-year-old.
Senior Shiny said, my dad read Der Spiegel to me as a bedtime story.
In German? Das Gunzen? And you're just...
nightmares? why do I dream in German, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of people stepping very hard and car doors slamming very hard. And maybe it's the language you're listening to.
Oh, my goodness. So, look... Reese, okay. 42069. Thank you so much. That was quite the experience.
Incredible. And if you're listening to the show, thank you for sticking through a 17-minute story. The story lasted longer than the years the kid was alive.
Oh, man. Okay. Yes. And I remember he had mentioned that he is a... I was like, oh, what Premier League team do you support? And he's like, I don't. So it happens all the time. We meet English people and we're like, what Premier League do you support? Team do you support? And they're like, I hate the team in my town or whatever. They have like the small club that they support. And his was Preston North End.
Ah, oh, it's a great name, though.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like a winter coat. You know?
Yeah. But you got a London Fog, Canada Goose? Nah, man, I got me one of them Preston North fans. Damn, son. Yo, we should do a Preston North face.
With an F.
Yo, a little collab, my G.
So, that was my first FIFA Ultimate Team on Twitch story. I'll be back there.
We almost got canceled, dog. You need to chill.
All right. The blogs were going crazy.
Damn, son. People screen capping. But we do talk about the Premier League.
That's right. So let's start with some of the stories today. What do you want to start with first, Alexis?
I mean, I pretty much put them in order, but I think the first thing we got to talk about is Jadon Sancho.
Okay. So
Jadon Sancho is looking like he is going to be purchased by Manchester United. Purchased by Manchester United for the tune of £100 million.
Yes. So that was the news right now is like 2 days ago, it was Jadon Sancho is going to be leaving Dortmund. I think £108 million was the last number I heard. And then today, actually, a lot of that is in doubt, right?
Well, here's the issue. The question is, like, apparently there's a difference of another £10 million that they want. So that Dortmund wants. So Dortmund is allowing them to do it in installments, which is a very popular thing. If we said you're going to pay me $100 million for something in installments, your brain would divide it up equally into like years or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like say over the span of 5 years, you're going to give me whatever it is, $30 million. You know what I mean? That's not how it's happening. It's 70 million, 7-0 first year, then 20, then 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently Dortmund wants to throw on another £10 million on top of that. And they refuse to sell him for less than whatever it is. I guess the total would be 128 million or 118 million.
Okay.
Right? And Manchester United is saying they're being held hostage for that price, or their ransom is the term they keep using. They're being held for that price for an additional $10 million. But honestly, if you're spending £108 million, what the fuck is another 10? If this is, think about who are the players that they would have up front? They would have Rashford, Martial, Greenwood, right? And Jadon Sancho and Fernandez. That would be your attackers, if you will.
Yeah.
That's possibly the best attacking squad in the league at that point. No,
I mean, Manchester City has something to say about that.
But what I'm saying is adding, in fact, I am surprised. Well, probably the financial fair play stuff that they've sort of had to pull back some of their spending, but I'm surprised Manchester City hasn't gone for Jadon Sancho. But who do you have? I mean, it's look, not to say Manchester United end of the year great, but it's not to say they're not a great team without Jadon, but it goes without saying they would be fucking incredible with Jadon. It's like, you know, if you're now out with the most beautiful woman that you could find, woman of your dreams, right? And you're out, everything's great. It looked like having
my girlfriend that I love, longingly so. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's lie on the stream. Why not? No. Yeah. No, let's lie on podcasting. No, of course you're out with your girl. What I'm saying is before you met your girl, right?
Okay.
You're out with the woman of your dreams, right? And everything is going great. You guys have great chemistry like you don't have in FIFA Ultimate Team, right? You guys got great chemistry. Everything's going amazingly well, swimmingly well, if you will, right? I'm just going to decline my mom calling me because it rings on the computer. It's going swimmingly well. Everything's amazing. And you're like, yo, this dinner is mad expensive. And she was like, let's get dessert. And you were like, nah, we ain't doing dessert. You would ruin it.
I would flip the table as soon as she asked the question.
You'd be like, yo, you got to buy dessert. What's the point now? Right? Things are going great. The end result is going to be what you want. She's feeling you. You're feeling her. The mood might get shifted if you don't get dessert. What I'm saying is, buddy, get two desserts. Oh, you need $10 million? Here's 12, buddy. Buy yourself a new coat.
Yeah, So, like, who do you think is being more stubborn here?
Juan said, no creme brulee. Just slapped that little menu out of her hand. Nah, she don't need tea.
I told you to stop coming back to the table.
Damn, son. You trying to get a tip or not?
Oh, my God. Who do you think is being more stubborn? Borussia Dortmund for asking for that amount of money, or Manchester United for not, you know, ponying up a little bit more?
I'll tell you the answer, but I'll also tell you it doesn't matter. It's Dortmund. Dortmund is it's a dick move because you know Manchester United really wants this player.
Yeah.
You know they've already basically agreed to personal terms in the whole nine. It's dead. It's said and done. You know what I mean? You just got to sign the documents. And you're kind of being a little bit of a prick for an extra $10 million. But also, that's the position you're in. You know what I mean? It's like when you have the good, when you know you have the right cards in poker, and you see the other person, you know, you're kind of guiding them into spending more of the money. You want them to go all in because you know you're going to beat them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're trying to empty their pockets. If you're robbing somebody, you're not going to say, yo, give me your money. All right, you know what? Hold on to this 20 because you're probably going to need to get home. No. You already pulled the gun out. This is it. You're going to jack the dude.
You're already committed to this lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Maybe you don't take your shoes. You know what I mean? You let the dude keep his shoes. But you're going to take all the fucking money. If what's an extra 10 million pounds? I mean, I got to be honest with you. There's no way Arsenal would ever spend it. But I'm like, yo, Arsenal, get in there with like 5 million more than what United won't pay.
Yeah. It is... Yeah, it's a weird situation because last I read, they also Manchester United's reasoning is like that Dortmund shouldn't be asking for that kind of money during this pandemic. Like, that's the excuse they're making. I'm not saying that, you know, it is a real scenario for pretty much every team in Europe where they're losing so much money because they can't have fans. I had read in an article that said,
what
that
is the difference?
Hold on.
If they said, I'll pay you 30 and they said, we want 100, make your point.
For every game that, and probably a lot of teams are going through this, but the stat I read that for every home match that is without fans at Old Trafford, Manchester United loses £5 million per game. So that's like a real, that is also like, you know, in at this level, that's basically like, look, man, I ain't got it. Like my baby mom, she was asking me for, you know, like, you know, it's just an excuse, it sounds like.
Of course. It's like if the mafia says, where's my $10,000? And you're like, look, I don't know if you've read the news. I'll give you 9, okay? But no, that guy's got a bat. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just don't understand.
Yeah, a good Juan said, yo, diapers is mad expensive, you know?
Yo, son, what you want me to do? You want my kid shitting on the floor like the cat?
Okay.
Is that what you want?
What are you saying? You want me to be a bad father? No, thank you, okay?
Wow. So you want to transfer your ill will onto my child? No.
PDFC says Sancho is happy for now at Dortmund. Dortmund doesn't need to sell now. Extort more. Okay, so we know what side he's on.
But I completely agree. You hold all the chips. It's you. You good. They want your player.
Yeah.
He still has a contract. So homie got to show up next year and play anyway.
Yeah.
Now, look, is Dortmund stupid for not selling the player and losing out on $100 million? Let's say Sancho gets injured next year. You know what I mean? Like, I can understand that part of the argument. But, yo, if you Dortmund, you're playing chicken. Who gives a shit? No, I'm not going to give it to him. I want, you know, now I want an extra $11
million. Yeah. I also got to give props to Dortmund because I saw this other, somebody tweeted this, that Dortmund, the last, like, 5 years or something, the players, who have they sold in the last couple of years?
Aubameyang.
Pulisic.
Pulisic. What's his name? Who's the kid that we, who's the kid that came in chubby at United? We bought him and then we sold him to Roma.
Oh, Mkhitaryan.
Mkhitaryan.
But based on all the Dembele, Moussa Dembele to Barcelona.
Wow. They,
so they've apparently made $634 million, something like that, in these purchases. Like the profits are like $400 million. Like they bought these players for, I mean, not nothing, but, you know.
Or developed them. which is a really inexpensive compared to what they're selling them for.
Oh, Usman Dembele, not Moussa Dembele.
Not Moussa Dembele.
We always get Dembele's confused. There's too many Dembele's.
Too many Dembele's.
And then, you know what? Then Tottenham with the Ndombele mixing it up, the remix of Dembele.
That's dyslexic Dembele spelling.
Somebody who can't spell Dembele got Ndombele.
You're like, yo, could you put that jersey up against a mirror? I'm getting a stroke over here.
Okay. Do I need 3D glasses to read this? Because it's hurting.
I mean, flip the shirt upside down. Do something.
Senior Shiny says Gio is going to sell for more than Pulisic, which is a bold statement, but I think it's very much possible. Yeah.
Gio's going to go for, if he plays the way he has been for the next 2 years and continues, first of all, Haaland is going to sell for well over, I think probably 150 million.
Early Haaland. Yeah.
Yeah. Haaland's going to sell for 150 million. Gio might go for $110, $120. This is crazy. Bro, you know, I thought this the other day. Good business, right? We need to get in this business.
It's good business. I Borussia Dortmund.
The thing we're missing is the understanding of how to develop a player, right? But if we could get that, I mean, think of the money we could be making out here. PD says PDFC says Haaland will go for cheap because of a release clause in his contract. What is the release clause?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm interested. Yeah, you tell us so we don't have to do the research.
And he is in a position where how quick, right? It just felt like it was a matter of like 4 or 5 months, you know?
Yeah, but there's something off about him, you know? Like if you told me he was made in a lab, I'd believe it. There's something off, man. He's a little dead behind the eyes. He's almost too good at the sport. He has like dope celebrations. He wanted to be a rapper when he was 13. There's too much. There's too much happening.
Okay, that's fair.
I think he's a clone, though.
But he had that last year's Champions League while he was at Salzburg, and then that's it, bro. He's just like he was just so dominant, and he went from just like. Just, you know, some kid to just one of the greatest players in the world. It's just like so fast. I mean, I'm curious to what his next move might be. I mean, he could probably go to any team he wants. Would you
100% say that? 100%. I can't imagine him being a Real Madrid player because he just hasn't reached that level yet.
Yeah.
But I could see in a year or two doing that. And so Nick Sternipple said his release clause is 20 million. Nick Sternipple. I love that our podcast just has this being said in it. It's just the fucking
it's just
best.
Like, it's just like the way we say Jeff, you know? Yeah. It's just another
So anyway,
name.
Nick Sternipple. So Steve Second Dick says... Someone please change your name to Steve Second Dick. Nick Sternipple says 20 million euros is the clause, but PDFC... put a link and says it's $60 million after 2 years. Yeah. $60 million for Erling Haaland. Dog, Arsenal, go right now. Hurry up.
I mean, but they would also have to pay him a grip, right? He's not gonna come
just
cheap.
Just transfer Ozil's money right over to him. 350? What? 350,000?
Okay, let's say so what team should he go to after he's done with Dortmund? What do you think?
I see him being a Barcelona player.
Okay.
He comes across as the perfect player, someone they could build on.
He could be like Ibra when he was at Barca.
Yeah, if they would have gotten Thierry Henry, now again, Thierry Henry legend, if they would have gotten Thierry Henry maybe 2 or 3 years earlier, the type of player that he could be is exactly what Erling Haaland could be, which is someone that you could build around. I completely agree with PDFC. Haaland fits in much better with Real Madrid's style. Completely true, but he just hasn't reached that level yet. I don't see Real Madrid spending that kind of money on someone who hasn't been around doing it at that level for at least 3 to 4 years. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, you have to be top of your class, world class, for 3 to 4 years before Real Madrid is really willing to splash that money. Like, even look at Gareth Bale. Gareth Bale kind of proved himself significantly at Tottenham before. I could see a Harry Kane at this time going to Real Madrid. You know who else I could see going to Real Madrid? And I think will be the first American to ever play for Real Madrid. I really do believe he will be. Christian Pulisic. I could see Christian Pulisic fitting in perfectly with Real Madrid. And Real Madrid completely taking over the American market, if that's the case.
I agree. Yeah, I think he would be... who do they have... No, Vinicius is a striker. Who's the Rodrigo?
Diaz? Mariano Diaz?
Rodrigo. I feel like that's kind of the... Yeah, obviously a winger, but I feel like that's the... No, Mariano Diaz doesn't even play.
No. I thought you were asking for other Latino strikers.
Rodrigo, the Brazilian.
Yeah.
There was also a really funny story that about Rodrigo and Luka Modric, because Rodrigo's father is apparently younger than Luka Modric or something like that. He's like, I think his father's 35.
Hilarious. Like
Rodrigo's like 19 or something. He's like 20 years old. His father had him stupid young. And
it turned out great though for him.
But Luka Modric, like, was his mind was blown that his father was so young. I forgot where, I think it was like Bleacher Report that put it up. It was super funny. Anyway, this isn't the La Liga show.
Dude. But like I said, mark my words, Christian Pulisic will be the first American to play for Real Madrid.
All right.
Can you see that happening?
Words marked. Could I see it happening? I think I could see it happening, but would he want to go? He doesn't know the language. That's also the barrier. Would he play there? Possibly. But I think that the dream for him is to go to Liverpool. I mean, I think that's...
A good one just says, Alexis Mercado, con mucho, mucho, mucho amor.
Okay, that's right. Isn't the Walter Mercado documentary on Netflix now?
It is, and I started it, and I literally watched 2 seconds of it before the alarm, doorbell went off, and I like... got lost, and I haven't been able to watch it. I'm so pissed. Shouts to Walter Mercado. Forgot he was Puerto Rican. I was like, what is he again? Is he Venezuelan? Yeah. My friend was like, yo, he's Boricua.
If people don't know what Walter Mercado, who, you know, didn't grow up in a Latino household.
Yo, imagine if
it's like Miss Cleo.
Joan Rivers told the future.
He was a psychic. He was a Puerto Rican psychic. Very eccentric.
Walter Mercado, his style, he crawled so Bad Bunny could walk.
Well put, sir. Okay, so yeah.
By the way, Nixter Nipple said, Haaland is either going to go to PSG. I could see that because they got the money.
But they roasted him. Remember, they roasted him?
You know what? When the money's right, you forget the roast. You know what I mean? Madrid, okay. Barca, uh-huh. Or Orlando City. Nah.
Imagine. Who is it? And Nixon Nipple said Dest, Serginho Dest or Tyler Adams will be the first Real Madrid player. I don't know if that's a joke, but it doesn't feel too accurate.
Serginho Dest is like the him to Barca is heating up, but we're talking about Premier League.
Okay. I don't know.
What's the next subject? We already figured out Jadon Sancho. Well, do you think the Jadon Sancho deal gets done?
Yes, I'm going to have to say it gets done. Manchester United need to catch up with Liverpool and Manchester City. And even though, they finished third, they're a long ways behind not just the quality of play on the pitch, but clearly we've seen that the bar has been raised so high in the Premier League that you cannot be dropping points, like, at all. So
no, season it's going to be like you have to lose two matches if you want to win this.
You
thing.
Need to be as close to perfect. So you're going to have to spend outrageously to get there. I mean, Manchester City just signed. Who they signed? Or something like that.
Yeah, the kid from I forget, from La Liga, but he was right, La Liga or the Primera, the Portuguese.
One of those two.
Yeah. I forget where but he's the kid from the stuff I've seen.
But when it comes to CFG, like, just scouting, yo, everybody they get is like, they fit perfectly in every team. They know they do their whatever homework.
Dude, one knew who Ederson was, and as a goalkeeper, this guy passes like Beckham. he'd hit a fucking penny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, on the other side of the field.
Okay. So let's
and they bought Ake. They just bought Ake a couple hours ago.
Yes, from Bournemouth that got relegated.
Which, what, for like 40, 42 million pounds, which is such a great deal for Nate Ake because he's young. Nate Ake's what, 22?
He's pretty young. Yeah, he was.
Do you have a bird? Was that a bird in the background?
No, that was the door swinging open.
Oh. Everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We want to bring with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. You being Gully Squad. Thank you.
You right now listening.
you've contributed to this marketing campaign.
That's right. Thank you so much. And if you're listening and you're not in Gully Squad, I'm not going to say it's not thanks to you. I think you already know that. But you can. This can be thanks to you. All you got to do is join Gully Squad. It's mad simple. You know what I mean? Because what happens is you join Gully Squad, and guess what happens? We show up at your house. We said we don't care about the quarantine. You know what I mean? We show up at your house and we say, yo, thank you. And then that's it. We leave. It's very odd.
Yeah. We break lockdown rules. That's how committed to you we are.
All right. Where you live in Europe? Be there in a few hours, my guy.
Okay. Yo, Boris, open up the borders.
Yo, Latvia? All right. I might have to use points, but we're going to get there.
Okay. We're un-Brexiting right now.
We've decided. We're here. What's good? Is this Europe or not? Yeah.
So, yes, join Gully Squad. Obviously, there's a lot of awesome perks and privileges. Obviously, we have
the hesitation you put on perks, man. Even I was like, ooh, what do we got?
You can obviously the our Slack channel, our birthday parties, dope Zoom hangouts. It has it all. So
yeah, and pins and pop sockets and cool stuff. It's just one of those things. Like, yo, you're supporting us. It doesn't matter the level. You're gonna get some dope perks. You're gonna get a chance at exclusive content. You're gonna get a chance to hang out, chat with us. And yo, like the Slack channel, it's almost like just a big group chat. There's like people sharing food to do on the road once we get back on the road, people sharing pictures of the food they're cooking while they're on quarantine, people sharing pictures of pizza and I'm roasting it. We do other stuff than food, don't we, Christian?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, there's people sharing music that they enjoy. It's its own community of soccer fans that appreciate comedy and appreciate other things in life that they can share with each other, and it's really growing into something that's organic, that is not really about Christian and Alexis, and it's beautiful to see. So
I know it's bothering me. It should constantly be about us, but also they get a chance to be a part of the show. When we have guests, we ask them, what questions should we ask? When we say those are Gully Squad questions, yo, those are questions directly from that Slack channel from Gully Squad. So if you're a member of the Gully Squad and you're not in the Slack channel, get on that. What are you doing? There's exactly. Not a lot of you. There's like a few of you that
There's a few. There's almost like, I think maybe 30 or 40 people that are not in the Slack channel.
What a handful of people. Come on, get in here.
Get in there. So yeah, again, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button, and get on board, man, because you're missing out.
Hell yeah. Soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad.
Okay. So so next up, let's discuss Arsenal and their recent announcement that they were going to be laying off several employees, 55 staff, I guess game day staff, a lot of other people just kind of being furloughed. But the point a lot of people have been making has been about that way they're, I don't know exactly how much money they're saving by doing this, but they also pay exorbitant wages to some players, specifically Mesut Ozil, who does not play any games. So it almost feels like I had seen a couple tweets from JB at Gunner Punner, who's obviously an Arsenal fan, but a great dude, played on Cooligans FC. He had mentioned that he felt like they could, they shouldn't furlough any staff at all, because like Manchester United, a couple other teams have not furloughed any staff at all. So so he's basically saying, like, if you the players could probably just pull some of their money together to
and easily cover. Yeah. Easily cover. Because I don't know. They didn't say what staff.
Yeah, and I'm also not saying that the players should be forced to do that. But it also, because the sort of example has been set by some of the other teams, so like that the owners are kind of taking, taking in these like risks and these costs and allowing their staff to continue to receive a paycheck, which is awesome to do that. Obviously some clubs are in a position to do that, some are not, but you would assume that Arsenal would be one of those clubs.
100%. And it's embarrassing as an Arsenal fan to see this, because you would hope that, and again, it's not upon the players to do so, but Higipedia said, some of the NBA players, Kyrie Irving to be exact, has pledged millions of dollars of their own money to help pay for people. I mean, he's paying for like WNBA staff and players. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I get the situation they're in. And part of me, honestly, like as a fan, I say like this shouldn't happen as a human being. As someone who understands, or at least has a part of my brain that still functions as if I was still in the business world, I could understand you're saying what part of my business earns income. It's the players, right? We're only getting money for them playing because of the sponsorships around it and the TV deal. We're not getting people in. So staff that work in concessions or staff that make meals or staff that clean things that don't need cleaning right now, most people would say, yeah, we don't need those things, so get that out of your books. But that's a human being. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a human being during a pandemic that probably just can't easily go get themselves another job. And I don't understand how England works, but I'm sure it's difficult right now to put yourself on some type of government assistance as it is everywhere else in the world, even though they have a pretty robust system for that. So it's easy for me to say, yo, pull some of these players aside and say, yo, fam, maybe it's a tax write-off. I don't know how it works out there, but yo, like, can we put together 10% of all of our salary or 4%, 1% of all of our salary and save these people's jobs? It sucks that the club is putting it on the players or on other people to figure out how to do that for them, when the club could easily say like, yo, all right, yeah, we're losing money for sure, but we're also paying some of these players an insane amount of money. You know, if I'm Ozil, say, yo, take 1 week, $350,000.
Yeah.
Right there. Give that to them.
Buy yourself something nice, you know, like absolute essentials to survive.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I don't know, something cool. Or, yo, Kolasinac, you know, whatever he gets paid for security for Mesut Ozil. Give that. You know what I mean? I mean, it's shocking to me in the sense that, and look, this isn't our country, so we don't know exactly how these things work, but it just seems like this is the worst possible time to do it, especially after you just won an FA Cup, yeah, and there's additional money that comes from that. Like, the players should, whatever their bonus is for winning that, pledge that. No, I mean, I'm assuming most of these players aren't in a hardship financially.
Yeah,
pledge that to the staff.
You would assume so. Yeah, hopefully there's some news and updates about this, but really for any, not any Premier League team, but you don't really want to see this from any Premier League team. I mean,
especially
I don't know.
Not one of the big ones. You know, if this happened at a championship club, you'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it depends on with how much money, like whatever, it's, you know, TV contracts and salaries, and everybody's taking a pay cut overall, like the players. But you would hope that, especially a team like Arsenal, would not do this. You know, we got messages about Kroenke. Kroenke's a piece of shit from PFC. Yeah.
Higipedia said, listen, guys, these Ferraris aren't going to pay for themselves. It's a good point. And maybe I'm just not thinking about it that way. You know?
So let's move on. Let's move on to still Arsenal. Arsenal are rumored to be very close to getting a couple signings.
In particular, and I guess this is probably perfect time to mention this because we just talked about them laying people off. One of them is on a free, right? So free transfer for Willian, who apparently Willian is getting offers from other clubs and including an updated offer from Chelsea.
Okay.
But apparently he's turning it down to join Arsenal. The big thing here is he has the same agent as David Luiz and the same agent as Cedric Suarez.
Okay.
So clearly this guy's got it in with Arsenal now, right? He's still a great player. What is he, 30, 31 years old? So clearly a good player. And a good Juan said, oh, I thought Willian was going to Inter Miami. Apparently that deal is not done. And Arsenal... because his agent has decided that he wants him to go to Arsenal instead of to David Beckham's club, which is a little embarrassing that Arsenal is competing with Inter Miami for players.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to lie to you.
What the last? I also heard the rumor of Falcao to Inter Miami. Did you hear that one?
They've been talking about that for a hot minute.
I heard that there's an actual offer now on the table whether he accepts or not, who knows? But that would be wild. Oh, Colombia Blanco really said that dope. Is fake. Okay.
Oh, well, he is Colombian Blanco, so he would know.
Okay.
But my point is Willian, and apparently he's going to get an increase in salary. So I think he's getting paid 100,000 pounds a week. I think he's going to go up to like 120 or 130. My issue is it's a 32-year-old, and he's going to get a 3-year contract, supposedly. That's a long time, dude.
Yeah, he's an old man in Premier League years, but he's still, look, he was injured.
He looks great.
He was injured for the FA Cup final, and Chelsea really could have used him, especially with the injury to Pulisic and with the several injuries that they had. Pedro was hurt. Just what a ridiculous way to lose. I mean, it's fine to lose, but then to also have your player seriously injured, which will affect your Champions League matches and stuff like that. So
it's kind of funny, no?
Oh, hilarious. Well, you know what? As long as Arsenal won a trophy, you're like, bro, it's hilarious.
Yo, that's so funny, though. But how did we do? Great? Great. And who else are we signing? But wait, hold on. It was Willian and... Who else?
Coutinho. This is
Coutinho on a loan.
On a loan. This would be interesting. I would love to see Coutinho at Arsenal.
And dog, apparently, this got to be like a bit of this is just great business from Arsenal. Homie getting paid 250,000 pounds a week at Bayern.
Well, and not pounds. They wouldn't pay him in pounds.
Well, I think the equivalent of pounds because it was an English deal.
Yeah.
But apparently, Homie is going to get loaned to Arsenal, and Arsenal is only responsible for half that man's wages.
You love to see it.
Wow, dude. So you got yourself Coutinho, which at the time, is he still a Liverpool player?
No, he was sold to Barcelona.
Was he officially sold to Barcelona? Oh, yes. That's right, Barcelona. I mean, is he still a Barcelona player? He was never sold to Bayern.
I think he's... That's a good question. Yeah, what is Philippe Coutinho's status?
Colo Blanco said, Alexis would pay in pounds, wink. Asshole. We got fat shaming? Is that what we're doing? If you listen to the show and you've never seen me, I'm a big man. Oh, he is on loan. So he is on loan at Bayern. So Barca is still paying $125 on my man's salary.
Yeah. Why didn't it work out? I think we spoke about this before. What the hell's wrong with Coutinho? How did he go from just being a superstar at Liverpool to being an afterthought at Barcelona and even at Bayern? It makes no sense.
Dude, he pulled the Raheem Sterling, but it didn't work out the same. Right? Raheem wanted to get off of Liverpool. I wanted to bounce. I got to go, right? Goes to Manchester City, works out amazing. Incredible player, incredible human being. Coutinho's like, oh, okay, I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to go to Barca, one of the two largest powerhouses of the game. And do crickets.
Yeah.
It was trash.
I mentioned that Bayern said that they don't want to do this anymore. We got the followers. And it's interesting. So we should mention this because we were in Germany for Bayern against Eintracht Frankfurt. And
the president of Bayern.
Yes, we were in the press conference with him. And he mentioned how significant signing Philippe Coutinho was, where they were like, we got the most amount of followers and web traffic when we announced his signing.
Coutinho had more followers than we had as a club.
Yeah, so
he said that like immediately after mentioning the impact of signing him.
Yeah,
as opposed to saying star on the field, incredible player, he fits in our system. The first thing he goes to is like, dude, you see how many followers the guy has?
He's the Instagram thought of soccer players. Yo,
we got ourselves a central attacking influencer.
Okay, he's gonna pass to our wingers and also up our demographics. You know, what I mean?
Dude, our jersey is gonna be sponsored by Blue Apron.
Okay. So that was, you know, Colo Blanco was mentioning that, but that also was from the higher ups. This was also a real factor, I think, in signing him to begin with, which is surreal.
Yeah, dude, the Philippe Coutinho deal brought to you by HelloFresh. Shouts to a good one for that. Yo, I'm telling you, dude, it's he said that we were sitting there, and the weirdest part is it was a trip for media, right? Yeah. But like when they say media, they mean like journalists, you know, they don't mean two comedians who do a podcast. So we're sitting there, we're the only ones who thought that was like hilarious. Everyone else immediately starts like ticket, 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 ticket in their computers when he said the thing about followers. And I was like, oh, I'm thinking of jokes, you know, this is going to be lit.
Yeah. We do different things with that data. Okay. Yeah, we analyze it a little differently.
No need to embargo us on that. I think you could scoop it. We just want to tell the bits.
But how do you think he would even fit in at Arsenal?
Perfectly. Perfectly.
I mean, he could be the number 10. He could be the replacement to like Alexis Sanchez, right? Could it be Alexis Sanchez the way he was at Arsenal?
No, because Alexis Sanchez played more of a winger forward. I think Coutinho is very much an attacking midfielder. I think if you can bring in someone like getting rid of Ozil and bringing in someone like Coutinho is, I don't think, a one-to-one. But the things that Ozil did well, Coutinho does well. Some of the intrinsic things that Ozil had, some of the magic that he could do, I don't think Coutinho has. But Coutinho is a very direct style of attacking midfielder versus Ozil, which seems like, why is he all the way over there? And then all of a sudden he makes something happen from all the way over there. And you're like, oh, okay. But what I honestly think is, I don't think, maybe besides Pep, I don't think there's a manager that could get into his psyche and give him the confidence that he's missing and help build him up other than Arteta. Okay. Arteta, to me, seems like it's not even the fatherly. He's like the cool stepdad, Arteta, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Did you know your mom likes anal? How do you want your eggs? You know?
Hey, trust me, I'm cool. I got sneakers with my suit. You know,
hey, it's fine. He knows a guy. You know, he's one of those dudes where you're like, man, I have a good idea for an app, and you're like, hey, I know a guy. You know,
so look, it is. I would love to see it. I think it would be a great addition to Arsenal. He's a great. I think Philippe Coutinho from. I really haven't seen him. Again, I haven't watched that many Bayern Munich games.
Say what you want to say. You haven't seen a highlight in forever.
I haven't seen a highlight in forever, but
ain't no one sharing Coutinho content.
But I also haven't seen him necessarily play poorly, where you're seeing him be disruptive to a chemistry of a team. I haven't seen that, but I haven't watched enough to criticize how he's playing.
I think that era is over, though. You know if a player is playing well if you're seeing like viral highlights. You know, people said like, oh, Pogba wasn't good. He was just he was like a Vine player. Like he would do one amazing thing per match and that would get him off. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
do one amazing thing per match, please. You know?
It would be tons of players would love to have one moment per match. That would be incredible.
Yeah. I mean, but this is what I'm talking about. We're in an era now where if you're a great player and you're doing well, the casual fan doesn't even have to be a fan of your league. The casual fan will see your highlights. 433 will post your highlight. You know what I mean? Yeah. Bleacher Report will post your highlight if you popping. We ain't seen Coutinho popping in a bit.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Soccer's becoming like, if you're not like on a hip hop blog, you know, you're not, nobody's talking about you. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, you don't need radio hits anymore. Nah, man, you need Dat Piff to mention you every once in a while. Or what was the old one? Not Right. Not Right was my shit. If Not Right mentioned you, I was listening.
Yo, Coutinho, if you ain't, you know, on 105th and Park, I can't help you. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get on that, yo. Tell Free and AJ we said what's up.
Okay. Yeah. If the MTV VJs aren't talking about you, you ain't really popping as a soccer player.
I mean, I see your goals per match, but what's your TRL like? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So which look, McCall, a good one said, if you ain't got an AM1 mixtape, we don't want you. That's, I got to be honest. That's kind of where it's at now. Is it? Tell me if I'm wrong. But if you ain't popping on YouTube and on Instagram and on TikTok.
Well, look, it's apparently, you know, Alfonso Davies and Lewandowski got the right idea. They're doing all the dance moves on TikTok.
For Lewandowski, we'll call it a dance move. We'll give him the
oh my God.
That,
if you haven't seen that Robert Lewandowski TikTok video, it is brutal, 20 seconds.
Yeah. Uncomfortable. Even the gun part.
They ain't got no guns in Europe, bro.
Nah, you don't even know how to hold that joint.
You don't even know how to hold a fake gun, man.
Nah, I think they had to blur it out in Germany.
Lewandowski looking like hentai, okay? Well, okay. Oh. That's how bad it was. Okay.
I mean, I can tell what's happening. You really didn't have to blur this out, y'all.
Okay, so look, next.
Is this safe for work? Because that little section is blurred out.
Okay, so they. All right, so let's. Next up, we
this
have.
This is ridiculous. Again, thank you for sticking around for the show. It started with Christian befriending a teenager, and then we basically got to Robert Lewandowski hentai. So,
oh boy, okay. Let's talk about Jack Grealish of Aston Villa. Aston Villa obviously stayed up in the Premier League.
Shout out to Ratina Hatpi. Said, if they don't mention you in top striker, you're not popping.
Okay. Yeah, the bar has been raised. Okay.
Nah, son.
Good Juan.
Get on a Jack Harlow remix.
The best rapper in 2020. Okay.
That curly hair, New Balance wearing white boy from Kentucky. No, I swear, it's a rap.
The heart of hip-hop. You know, came from Kentucky. Okay.
Yeah, that's where it started. A dude from Kentucky went to New York.
Got that feature from Mitch McConnell, bro.
Not just from his turkey neck.
Anyway, oh look, a good one to Comedy Gold, you guys. Comedy Gold, thank you for the compliment. We accept compliments as well.
Oh, we'll chat. Mention compliments on the show. Think we won't?
Jack Grealish. There are rumors, and this has been happening already with teams that got relegated. I don't know if you guys saw the England the championship playoff the final. Obviously, Fulham is coming back up to the Prem. Brentford is obviously going. Obviously, did not make it. We should actually talk real quick about that goal. The goal that happened in extra time.
The free kick.
I forgot the guy's name. I think it was Joe Ryan, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds mad British, yo. Two first names. Oh, was it Steve Joe?
No. How did you feel seeing that goal go in? Because that was a ridiculous goal to give up. Would you agree?
They planned that.
It was... Okay, maybe
that's
they
some
did.
Training down joint. No, it's a training ground joint because who's the? I can't remember the manager's name. Scott Clark. What's his name again?
For
whatever Joe Clark. Yeah, Joe Clark.
Know.
Whatever the homie's name is.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott Stewart. It's two first names. But which we'll call it. He said that they had planned that, and that's why if you look at the video,
Scott
you see
Parker,
the,
by the way,
Scott Parker, which was a good player back in the day, by the way, but. If you notice, he looks up, sees the keeper is out of line, is out of position, that he's off his line. And Scott Parker had said they knew that on free kicks, the keeper likes to come off his line. So the ballsiest thing to do in extra time is say, like, I'm going to go for it myself. You know what I mean? As opposed to just, like, put the ball in play, you know?
But it was from... 45 yards out, 40 yards out. I mean, it
bounced. It bounced in front of the goal.
Bro, dude, yeah, that's even what made it seem even more ridiculous. And then the dive, the ball was already in the goal.
In the goal. And you know what it looked like? You know those, like, you know the kung fu movies they used to sell at the barbershops? Like the bootleg ass, like the guy gets punched left to right and he falls to the right. You know what I mean? To the left. That, it's like that. It was like those bad.
It looked like a poor... It seemed like the game was fixed and it was like a poor acting job. I'm like, yeah. Bro, what is that? What was that?
I think the keeper was trying to dive out of the stadium because he knew he fucked up.
But there's no way. I mean, as it doesn't matter how off your line you are. You always have to prepare for that. Your positioning has to prepare you for that being a possibility. That is,
Sir Shiny said it looked like FIFA lagged. 100%. 100%. That shit was like, wait, he scored? My shit was frozen.
Oh, man. It was unfortunate. I don't know the keeper's name, but man, it was a good game.
I can tell you this much. We're never going to know that keeper's name. It's homie's never making it to the top like that.
Raya, which is also a dating app
for celebrities, which he's not allowed to be on anymore.
He actually they deleted his account once that ball went in. just insane. So we were talking about, there's a player I know from Brentford that just signed with
Colo Blanco put in Asterix's plays Titanic music. That's fucked up. Memeing it already.
A player from Brentford that is signed with Red Bulls. I forgot his name, but I just saw the posting maybe like an hour ago. So that's usually what happens, right? Players that are basically in the relegation zone or end up getting relegated, like the players are still good and they can, you know, take offers from other teams and things like that. That's always like in their deals. But Jack Grealish, he is clearly a player that is not meant for, you know, to be at Aston Villa very long. I mean, he's
the most fouled player in the Premier League. And then he's going to go to the Championship, which is a much more physical league. That's ridiculous.
No, well, Villa is still up. I mean, he's not going to go.
I mean, I'm not talking about the Championship. I mean, you're just going to stay at this like trash ass club.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a bunch.
I don't know why I thought Villa was going to go down for a second.
I don't know. I just for whatever reason, I just don't like Aston Villa. I have no idea why. There's something about the team that it bugs me. All right,
when you know someone is ops, like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, even if you have a good conversation with them, you still like, I don't know about this one. That's Villa, right? There's something about Villa. Like, when you hear a club in the Premier League is racist, my first thought is, I bet you it was Villa.
It has to be Villa.
Right? Isn't it?
I have no evidence to prove any of
no
that.
No disrespect to Villa. There's nothing backing up what I'm saying. It's just my first instinct is to be like, I bet you Villa did that shit. Like, Arsenal wants to lay off 55 players, or 55 staff. Why? Villa tell them to do it? You know what I mean? What's up, Villa?
I told him to stop hanging out with Aston Villa, bro. Bad influence.
Yo, bad influence. Yo.
Senior Shiny says it goes Villa then Chelsea. Yeah, and that's
Chelsea too. Yo, Chelsea gives me bad feelings.
But yo, Pulisic is like has turned it around. Has turned it like whatever for the PR for Chelsea is different now, right? Just because they have this like sweet American kid that's like that's dominating. It's like a great story, you know. I think Aston Villa needs they need an American player, I think, to help their cause.
They're like, look, we're not so bad. Yo, a good one said Tom Hanks' favorite Premier team
is Villa.
Aston Villa, which kind of makes me feel like they're holding Tom Hanks hostage. Like in that movie, like they're like, I'm the captain now. You know what I mean?
Isn't it Prince William? Who is that's his favorite team. One of the British royal family. That's his... That's his team. He's always.
Yo, we don't give a fuck about no royal family, dog.
That's right. This is not this Prem show, okay?
Yo, Americans. Yo, if that's his favorite, they do need to sign an American, and they'll convince him to leave the family and move to Canada, like Meghan Markle did. Yo, let's go.
Okay. Prince William is gonna be in the Canadian Premier League real soon.
Yo, Canadian Premier League reference. Put some Doritos in the chat. You know what happens. Yo, Christian and I are going to own a Canadian Premier League team. I don't care what it takes. Okay. Actually, it's $3 million a year. But yeah. I don't care what it takes. We'll figure
apparently
it out.
Apparently, I'm forced into this business venture. I have 100%. No say whatsoever. Okay, next up, let's talk about Gareth Bale. Because he's been obviously... Real Madrid won in won La Liga. Good for them. But the what's up with Gareth Bale? Is he ever?
He's like sleeping. He's doing the binoculars with the program.
It's a joke.
They gave him like team sheets. Like, here's important information. He's like, nah, fam. I can look across the field.
It is a joke. What is going on with this guy? I don't know what is. I don't know what does Zidane really. Can he not tolerate him? When it comes to a dude that gives you highlights, Gareth Bale.
That's him.
That's him. He does exactly
What's
that.
What's he, 29? Right? He's like still kind of young.
It really is surreal. I mean, you understand with like Mesut Ozil, right? A highly paid player, 31. Highly paid player, doesn't really fit. Maybe lost a step, kind of just makes, maybe he's a defensive liability, maybe makes a few more errors than he used to. But this is crazy for Gareth Bale. I don't know what he makes. I don't know how
he makes a grip, whatever it is.
So much money. And that's not reason to play him if he doesn't like fit with the team, but they must not, they just can't get rid of him, right? I mean, they're just stuck with him.
I can't place how they're going to have to deal with him. You know what I mean? Like, I can't figure out what they're going to have to do, but it can't keep going this way, right?
What's his, how long is his contract for? Like,
it almost doesn't matter. If you're Real Madrid, this is embarrassing. You know what I mean? He's playing y'all for fools. You got to sell the dude.
Yeah, so well, look, the last remember he was going to go to China? That was like one of the.
Well, that's because they were going to give him like $650,000 a week.
And so why didn't that was called off by Real Madrid? So let him leave. I don't get it. I really don't get it. There is
homie held up a flag that said, what did it say? Golf Wales? No, Wales Golf Madrid. Like, that was like the joke, was like he cares more about his home, his national team playing golf, and then third comes Madrid. But the reason why this is making news, because we all know, right, is because Casemiro said he still considers Gareth Bale the third best player in the world.
Yeah, there's no.
You're the only one, Casemiro.
Yeah, it's like saying, you know, my mom is the best mom in the world. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or it's like saying your mom saying her son is the third cutest kid in the world. I mean, disrespectful, but yeah. Also still not true. You know,
PDFC is saying, oh come on, as Spanish speakers, I figured you'd understand why Bale's derided in Madrid. He is. There are reasons to dislike him, but when it comes to his quality of play, that really isn't the issue. Like him adapting,
but he's got to get the chance to play. They don't even want to play him. He clearly doesn't want to be there. The question is, does he want to play soccer anymore?
I mean, he's getting paid so much money to do nothing.
But does he have so much money that he doesn't care anymore?
I can't believe that. I mean, these guys are any soccer player, man or woman. If you are passionate about the game, I mean, you are playing the game because you love it, right? And he wasn't always making millions of dollars. He is. There's no way he has so much left in the tank. I mean, he also hasn't really played much the last 2 years that he could extend his career probably much longer than you could than you would imagine.
Yo, when COVID hit, he was like, "I'm ready for this."
Yeah. I've been relaxing for like 18 months now.
Stay home and don't play soccer. Done. Been doing it. I've been preparing for this.
Hey, I got a head start on all y'all.
Oh, is this uncomfortable? You should have asked me about it 2 years ago, bud.
You know, look, some people don't think that he wants to play. I have no evidence to think that is a reality, or that he's like Colobanco saying that he's lost motivation.
Is it lost motivation to play the game, or is lost motivation to be on Real Madrid? Yo, clearly him and Zidane do not get along. It's obvious. There's no other way to put it. Zidane has figured out that this dude is not in his plans. Okay. That you gotta sell the dude. You gotta let him be someone else's headache. I bet you he would love being somewhere like Inter Milan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, maybe not back in the Premier League because there's just too much pressure. You know what I mean?
More pressure than Real Madrid? No way.
He was a Premier League talent. Yeah, I think it's a lot more pressure than Real Madrid, to be completely honest with you. Also, in Real Madrid, you're surrounded by world-class players almost at every step. You're not going to get that everywhere you go. And if Manchester United was the one that everyone was saying was going to go to, if they're spending this kind of money on Jane Sancho, I know they ain't going to spend that kind of money on Gareth Bale. They're going to be like, can we do a loan? Like, we'll pay a third of your money. You know?
Judd on the bench has 9 appearances for 2 goals for Wales in 2019. And I mean, which is a valid stat, but also I think he's dealt with a few injuries and is also playing on Wales, right? I mean, who's
hold on, Aaron Ramsey.
Aaron Ramsey, just world-class player.
Yes, he is. Don't you dare disrespect a man I met in person. Don't forget that.
Right.
I can't remember.
It's just a shame. I want
Colum. Not he's got 2 last names. Who's the other dude?
From
he's
where?
He's got a hyphen in Wales.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm
not too familiar with the Welsh national team.
Really? I'm surprised. There's a dude named Wayne Hennessy. Oh, so already one of my favorite players. Robson Canoe is there. Wayne Henny is also there.
when Wayne Henny's in the system.
Colum Wilson. That's it. Colum Wilson.
Right. Who's Bournemouth. Right?
When Wayne Henny's in the system. Ain't no telling if we winning or we losing. I should have said losing or we winning because that would have rhymed. Okay.
This is the MERS Twitch stream.
Except we learning how to rap. We should do that. Just learn how to freestyle.
Colum Wilson is English, not Welsh. Okay.
There's someone on Wales with two last names then.
Anyway.
Look, the whole point I'm trying to make here is Gareth Bale is nowhere near top third, okay, top three in the world. But he's still an incredible player that deserves a shit ton of money and will get opportunities. He's got to get off of Real Madrid. That said, it's a risk because what if the dude's just done with soccer?
Maybe. Or he might.
Gareth Bale should go, and I know this is going to surprise some people, to the Canadian Premier League.
That's right. It's a lateral move, bro.
I'm saying,
more playing time than he's getting at Real Madrid.
His agent's like, you said Premier League. You didn't specify which.
Okay. Are you familiar with Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you thought about golfing in Ottawa?
All right.
You get about 6 weeks of golf weather.
Oh, man. Okay. So last...
Next Door Nipple says Nani Bale winger combo in Orlando City. Yo,
bro.
Are you in the promo team for Orlando City?
Okay. So last we have is news about Alexis Sanchez. Obviously, Inter Miami. He is currently loaned,
not
right?
Inter Miami, Inter Inter
Inter Milan.
Yeah,
yes,
Inter Forget, Milan.
I mean, you know what? They've already the lawsuit is valid now because I get them, but the two confused.
I kind of understand where you're getting sued, guys.
Alexis Sanchez, what is going to happen? Obviously, he was loaned to Inter Milan
from Manchester United. Which you got to say, this is the worst modern purchase for Manchester United. Or at least he's getting paid $400,000 a week. He's a complete failure at Manchester United, right?
Yeah.
But he's playing really well at Inter, and they're going to get him for free. Which, if you're, I forget what Manchester United paid for him. I think it was like 40 to 60 million. I forget what they paid for him. Completely forgot. It's just, yeah. I had it in my head and it's gone now. But that said, that money is down the drain. But yo, $400,000, I don't know how much they're still paying of his salary as he's on loan to Inter. But to get that off your books, that's a win for United, right?
Without a doubt. I mean, they hated him. Everybody hated him there.
Arsenal fans hated him.
I mean, that last year at Arsenal was pretty brutal. I mean,
it was atrocious, man. It reminded me of Robin Van Persie just not wanting to be there.
I mean, when we talk about players not wanting to play soccer anymore, you know, I would have said that more about Alexis Sanchez than Gareth Bale.
And look what happened. He went to Inter and he's rejuvenated. In fact, he says he's enjoying his time there. He gets to go to dinner with Lukaku, and that's helped because they both came from United. So it's a little bit of familiarity. He's increased his muscle workouts, his muscular, as opposed to just doing cardio, he's doing a lot more muscle. And he says it's given him a better, I guess, pheromones are released. I don't know. Endorphins are really pheromones released. And he is looking hot. You know? Endorphins are released when you do that. So he's wearing
Axe body spray. What's going on?
He's become a real alpha, you know?
Okay. Just a real men's rights guy.
Yeah, he's a lunk. But yeah, I mean, Dinner with Lukaku is the title of my next book, said Wikipedia. Hilarious. But what I'm saying is when he was at Arsenal, he wasn't like the most social person. Remember, all the photos were him and those two dogs, you know, and like he wasn't getting along with some of the other players. Goes to United, complete castaway. I mean, hey, another Tom Hanks movie. Just completely by himself. No one, it doesn't seem to get along with anyone, doesn't seem to fit into the club. Goes to Inter. He looks happy as hell. It might just be the lack of additional pressure. There's a lot less pressure at Inter than there is at Manchester United.
I would assume so. As far as the publicity that Inter gets over Manchester United, it's not even really comparable. So, and Serie A is where it is at the moment. But look, I just want to see a happy Alexis Sanchez. That's all. I mean, he's a good player. He seems like a good dude.
Here's why I'm upset. He wears his first name, our first name, on his back.
Our first name. Oh, that's right.
My first name is also Alexis. Have we met before?
I'm just saying, my name is not Alexis, Alexis. You know what I
mean? But he wears our first name on his back.
Yeah.
And that was the first player I'd ever seen do that. Most people shy away from the name Alexis. We have a friend, Alex Carabaño.
Oh, yeah.
His first name is really Alexis. And he goes, I don't like using it.
Huh? Too effeminate.
You embarrassed, bruh? You embarrassed about my first name? Alexis Sanchez was so proud of it. He said, get that Sanchez off of there. I don't care about my family. It's about me.
Exactly. Okay. Well, look, I think from what I've seen, Inter ended up in second place, obviously behind Juve. For the Scudetto.
Or wait, did Napoli? Or did Napoli?
No, I think it was Inter. It was fairly close, if I'm not mistaken, or at least closer than it's been in a long time. They were 1 point. 1 point decided the league. Which is pretty incredible, which especially with how dominant Juve has been. They've won the last, eight titles?
Yeah, you heard that they decided that the guy who owns Napoli has said he would like to institute playoffs, like MLS.
Okay.
Because the league is getting ruined by Juve winning every year.
Oh, la-di-da. Interesting.
Yo. That's a great idea, though, isn't it? Don't you think more people would pay attention to Serie A if they had a playoff?
If they had a playoff just like for promotion relegation or just in general at the end
no,
of the season?
No, if to win Serie A, you had to win the playoffs, like a knockout stage.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, any tournament is always, entertaining. So
I have a friend who is the best pizza maker in New York City. He's from Tuscany, huge Juventus fan. I mentioned this to him, and he was like, no, Alex, this is a calcio.
And you were like, call me Alexis.
He goes, this is no soccer. He's like, you cannot do a playoff, Alex. This is calcio. And I go, there's a playoff to get into the Serie A. He goes, nobody care about the Serie B. He's like, I did not even know there was a playoff, Alex. No.
Yeah, dude, it's difficult to change the culture in those places.
What? Are you telling me that Italians can be stubborn? Wait a minute.
No, man. I mean, would it be entertaining? Without a doubt. As us American...
They would get more press for that than Premier League currently gets at the end of the season.
You could say the same thing about Bundesliga and
Bayern. Nah, I still think even Bundesliga, because Bundesliga is already kind of like the weird cousin. You know what I mean? The Bundesliga does some shit kind of weird already.
But
you know
Bayern
I mean?
Has won the last 8 titles.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about whether they would get more press. No, if you're trying to beat the Premier League, you got to do something big.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not as pretty, you gotta like what you got a peacock, you know what I mean? You gotta wear something bright, you know what I mean?
Like, to distract you from my terrible looks.
I can't let you see how disgusting I am. So I'ma show you, I'm gonna wear bright clothes or whatever. Like that's what you gotta do. Like you're currently not the top pick, so you gotta do something to build.
Yeah, the
Judd on the bench says top four playoff for a cash prize. Forget the cash prize. You win the Serie A.
Yeah, that would be cool.
How dope is that? And you could have a third place match to get into Champions League.
Yeah,
and you might not need it, but.
And Serie A is, look, I mean, it is falling in.
A good one said, you got to get that Brazilian butt lift. I'm saying you got to build yourself up. I might get one just because Christian is taller and skinnier. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. I got my confidence is low. Right.
Yeah. No, Christian looking great. But does he got this donk? The answer is no. You got to come to Alexis for the donk.
Have you ever seen Botched? And you ever watched that show Botched?
Yeah, of course.
And then when they have the dudes that get butt lifts, it is just the best. It's just so funny.
Yo, a dude I knew's uncle got arrested and charged because he was doing fake butt implants. He was using in Newark, of course. This is a Newark thing. Mm. He was using caulking.
Yeah.
Like the caulk you would use for like your tiles in the bathroom. He was filling girls' butts with caulk.
Bro.
And oddly enough, they were getting infections.
If it's good enough for my shower, it's good enough for you, honey. What do you want?
A good one said, I need a nut lift. What's happening down there? That's a bad one
there. Damn, man. Yeah. What is that? Your knees? That's a shame.
Damn, son. You got a pendulum? You know that thing on executive desks where you like lift one ball and it's like the four of them? That's what good one
yo,
got.
I think your balls put me in a trance. Yo.
Damn, so, honestly, your ball, I know it hurts you, but it's relaxing me right now. It seems to take up the circadian rhythm of my heart.
I've never been hypnotized by testicles before.
I'm going to get kicked out of this gym for staring, but let me tell you something.
Oh, boy. Okay, so that's another Prem show. In the books.
This was probably the most ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's what it's supposed to be.
Minifornia said, hey, let me put some caulk up in that book. Thank God catcalling is canceled because Minifornia, terrible at it.
Okay, this is how you harass someone at a hardware store.
Or is that when they're already in your... He's doing the surgery at the back of a Home Depot. Hey, shorty, put a little caulk up in that ass.
Hey, this is respectful. What are you talking about?
No, I'm a doctor in Ecuador.
Oh, my God. Igor said, not enough Premier League talk.
Okay. No, we talked a lot about the Canadian Premier League. Shut up, Igor.
So, how dare you question?
The greatest league in the world.
Oh, man. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you to everyone in the Twitch stream. Again, if you are listening to the podcast, follow us on Twitch. Join us. I think the schedule here is that we are going live on Wednesdays. That'll be, I don't know if that will change in the future, but for now, that's basically what's going on. So the Champions League is starting up, I believe, next week. The Europa League.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Europa League.
So when
you're
listening to this today.
Yeah. Europa League is happening right now already. So, next week we'll recap a lot of those games and things like that. This is, again, a nice, fun, silly spin-off, another ridiculous Cooligans, event. So thank you for hanging out with us on Twitch, and thank you for listening to the podcast as well. Make sure you leave a review on iTunes if you have not. Please do so. We often give shout-outs to people who leave reviews.
Leave a review for the Prem Show, just put Prem Show in the beginning of it or somewhere in the title, and we'll read it on this show.
Okay. Yeah, cool. That'll help.
Obviously, it better be 5 stars. If it ain't, not only are we not reading it, we're going to hit mark for concern or whatever that is. So get that shit out of your sight.
Exactly. Like, just like, any negativity, he's like, no, no thanks.
Nah, so we ain't trying to hear that. We ain't letting haters in our mentions.
You all doing Twitch podcasts on Wednesdays. Did I hear that right, Diego? Yes, I think that will be the standard for now. I think
we got to figure out the time.
Yeah, the time we're messing with different times to see kind of what's best and where the most people can kind of watch and what sort of works with scheduling. But I think when the Premier League season starts back up, I think it's starting up in September, we might move the day. Possibly, but who knows? I do not know for sure. But for right now, Wednesdays. So just look out for that notification. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and we'll post it as well.
Don't forget to hit subscribe or follow on Twitch, which is helps us out tremendously. And if you have Amazon Prime, it's free.
Exactly.
You get one free subscription a month. Give it to us.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We're way cooler than the 12-year-olds that Christian's talking to.
14, okay? And that's my coach, all right? Don't be disrespecting my teenage foot coach.
Honestly, we need a 14-year-old to teach us how to play FIFA Ultimate Team, to be completely honest.
Goldobanka said, foot Fridays. Maybe. You know, it is what we're noticing in general is that it is exhausting. We do a TV show. Podcasts, we do other stuff, so it is a lot to also be on Twitch, and I know people appreciate us on here, which is why we appreciate when people subscribe and things like that, but we have to like figure out our life schedule, because we're also stand-up comedians.
Also, what's going to happen when COVID is over in 4 years, right? We have to, we got to figure out, we can't overcommit right now.
I can't even picture utopia right now, Alexis. So everybody, thanks again for listening to this podcast. We appreciate you. Let's end the show the way we always do. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooler!